All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. It is January 29th, 2021. This is our live SLG conference call that we do 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. I love it, especially for all you guys that are a couple time zone difference and still getting on the live call. Just shows you are hungry, and I think that's a big part of success in this business. Again, we do these calls just to stay close to the fire, you know, because it's really easy in telesales to kind of feel isolated or feel like you're on an island. And so we want to just make sure we're coming together each week, encouraging each other, lifting each other up, and just, you know, feeling the energy of what we're doing. I want to congratulate all of you. If you're brand new on the call, definitely, you know, make a point to get on the call. They are archived, but it definitely helps to get on the live call. And so we do these every single week. I want to give a quick shout out to Robin Nankin. I think I say your last name right, Robin. But you know, really, Robin is the SLG Rookie of the Month for January. Unless someone really accelerates and jumps ahead these next couple of days, but right a little bit of business in December, but first full month in January was your first real month. And I love your energy, excitement, and most importantly, your perseverance. So I just want to give Robin a shout out here on the call. But I am so pumped. I'm so pumped with where we are, with the direction we're going, so much excitement and great things happening. But I'm really excited about today's call. And we asked John Mantooth to come on the call. Some of you may have heard him before, but probably a lot of you have not. John and I go way back, good friends since kids, really still feel like we're kids, but since we were truly kids. So we go way back along with David, because David and our family, we've all known each other. But John is really encompasses what we really envisioned with SLG so early on. And the idea, I think David really coined the phrase, but just really creating a lifestyle business, because we love the insurance industry. We love selling life insurance. We love what it does. We loved everything about it. But the lifestyle was sometimes lacking in the way we had to generate business. And so we just had this dream of really creating a lifestyle way before COVID, of being able to sell from anywhere, if that meant a Caribbean island or the mountains or whatever that means. And John has really encompassed that lifestyle business. And so he's actually been the recipient of the Lifestyle Achievement Award. We can have him share that on Slack. But John really has been a great example of that. He has built his telesales business part-time. And I say that loosely because John is very persistent and consistent, but really has, when I say part-time, he owns two traditional businesses. He's an entrepreneur, small business owner, owns two businesses with employees and everything else like that, that are not related to insurance. And so he still operates those. I believe he was in there doing some payroll and dealing with employees this morning. And yet he's still been, over time, he's built up and become obviously a top producer. I think last year he did about 150,000. He can correct me or if I'm wrong, but around 150,000 in paid business between all the different carriers. So any way you slice it, six-figure earner. But what's so cool about John is, again, this is really a third business for him. And so I tell you that because some of you may have day jobs and you're selling on the side. Some of you may be field agents. You're trying to transition to telesales. Some of you are obviously going at it full time. But no matter the case, it's really great to hear from someone like John who's been able to really do this, you know, on the side, really. So, you know, when we started, I'm going to bring John on the call. When we started, you know, we've said this a lot, but when Dave and I first, we'd had a lot of success in the insurance business, but when we started down the route of telesales, we did not have the full turnkey system that we have now. I am 100% confident in what we have now and how, you know, being able to replicate this day in and day out. But we didn't have that in the beginning, but yet John still was, you know, partnered with us and kind of went along on this journey and went through a lot of failure with us. And so I appreciate that about John, but and obviously now having lots of success, but one thing that John did have is faith in that we all had faith in each other, and we had belief that no matter what, we were going to stay with it until. And that's a huge advantage. And we hope over time when you're on these calls that we can, you know, earn that trust. And that's what these calls are all about. But there's a lot to be said about that sometimes when you don't have everything figured out, but you got commitment and belief and you're locking arms. And so John did that with us early, and it certainly paid off. So with that being said, I'm going to unmute your line, John. And really, if you can maybe share a little bit of your background and just anything you want to share that, you know what can be helpful to people. I may ask you some questions, but I want you to just fire away anything you feel like can help, everybody on the call listening. So I'm going to turn it over to you, John.
Can you hear me good?
I hear you loud and clear.
Perfect. Well, I'm in the car right now. Like Rich said, I'm actually leaving one of my businesses from, working with a couple of employees, getting some payroll out and getting that done. So my background is, like Rich and I, we've known each other a long time, and David, we've known each other a long time as well. Rich and I have been in different businesses together, and we've always wanted to work for ourselves, and I pretty much have done that for a long, long time now. And there's a lot of things that go along with obviously working for yourself, because you have nobody to really answer to but yourself, which I actually like, because you kind of look yourself in the mirror and figure out that, if something's not working, you got to figure it out. You don't have anybody else to look at but yourself. So that's my background as far as, I own a couple different businesses, working with a kind of a startup, not really a startup business, but something that my brother-in-law and I started about a year and a half ago in the charter boat fishing business down in Amelia Island, down in Florida. But my whole talk, and I won't be long, but my whole talk is about persistency and being consistent. And this kind of goes back to, it's crazy, but a conversation I had yesterday with a web designer, and this sounds crazy, but he has been working on our website for literally almost a year, and it's going to be fantastic. It's a great website. It's probably going to be one of the best websites out there. We have several boat captains that are kind of come on board, and they're using our platform. And anyway, so my whole point to the, I guess where I'm going to go with this is the guy was, he was missing some certain pieces, and has been missing, piece here, piece there, and the website still has not launched in live. So my whole thing to him yesterday in a conference call was letting him know that we need this website live, because we're in a business that is really busy in the springtime, really busy in the summer, and the fall is real good as well. But with people booking vacations, that kind of thing. So my whole thing to him was, look, we cannot wait till this is perfect. We cannot. I said, we need it launched today. We need it out there. I said, because you can't steer a parked car. We have to know, we'll put it out there. And if there's things we need to tweak in the meantime, we can tweak as we go. And I got to thinking about our business, the insurance business and the agents. And I was, sitting there thinking like, for a new person getting started, you don't need to know everything. And that's, Rich touched on that at the beginning. When we first started, we didn't have a system. We were kind of going off faith. I knew this was going to work because I had belief in David and Rich, and we've done things together before. And I knew we had the determination to figure this out. But we didn't sit back and wait for the perfect CRM system. We didn't sit back and wait for the perfect lead source. We kept moving through that process, and yes, we did fail a lot at the beginning, but who doesn't? My whole thing is for someone that sits around and wants to just know everything and be perfect of everything, and know every carrier, know every product. Don't do that. Get in motion and start driving this business, because it's not going to get off the ground for you until you get in motion and start making the dials and start failing. And I always tell, some different people that I'm working with, I let them know that, look, I want you to get a no, because that no is getting you closer to a yes. So even if you go through the whole day, and get 20 no's, I know that you're going to get a yes and it's going to be good. So my whole thing today is be persistent and consistent. And that's what I make sure that I'm doing every day. And I'm not dialing as much as a lot of these agents, and that's totally fine. I kind of know where I'm at, but I know this is that I'm consistent doing it every day. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to close 2 to 3 a day. Now, there'll be some days that I won't close one, but that's okay. I'll make it up the next day and close 4. So it's one of those things where when I first started, I had a smaller vision, which I think David and Rich, we all had a smaller vision. Probably they had a bigger vision than I had, but I was looking at it more of a part-time deal at the time. And I was like, if I can add an extra $50,000 a year part-time, that would make a tremendous difference. Not that I was needing the money, but more money obviously is better. So I looked at it and I was like, $50,000, that'd be awesome. Now, where I'm at today, fast forward 3.5-4 years, this is so much bigger than a new person can imagine. This is a 200,000-300,000 plus business that you can get to, and it's not overnight. And that's what you need to know when starting this business. This is not something for nothing. You have to put your time in, and you have to be consistent. And the longer you're consistent and persistent over time, the better it gets. And the only way this won't work is if you stop. And if you stop and you're not consistent and persistent of what you're doing, then it's not going to work. But if you stay consistent over time and you're going to learn more and more every day, you're only going to grow. And your business is only going to flourish from there. So, anyway, you have any questions for me, Rich? That was kind of what I wanted to kind of.
No, that's awesome, John. Several things. So one, and I say this all the time. We say this all the time. I think more people fail with this, if they fail, more because life gets them, more so than the business itself. But maybe talk to real quick, because what I notice is easy for people to do, and I'm putting myself in this category. You get. Something happens, whatever it is, whether it's your business, your life, or whatever, and it's so easy to just kind of say, well, this is not something I have to do, right? So I can table it. The thing with you is you've never really been selling. You've never been sitting dialing 8 hours a day, and so I hesitate. But at the same time, your consistency, I know you already talked on it, but kind of talk real quick how you manage your time or what that looks like for you and how you make sure that you don't. To my knowledge, since we've been on this journey, you ain't ever checked out for a week. And that says that's what I think that's very important. And that what that does is it keeps your pipeline always full, because what people don't realize is that if you check out for a week or two, you get back started, and then you don't realize the delayed reaction of that no activity. So you just maintain the consistency. And so what does that look like for you? How do you do that when in managing your time, along with everything you're doing? That's one question.
It was totally right. It's almost like the analogy of working out. You kind of get going and you got some momentum, you got the soreness out, and you really feel like you're making some progress, and then all of a sudden you take off a week. Well, really, you start back over. You start back over with a soreness. You start back over, all over. So it's the same difference. So what I do, like I said, that to stay consistent is even, and Rich, and I've talked about this before, but even when we go on a vacation, which obviously this business is all about lifestyle, so you can work anywhere, but I make sure I carve out a piece of my time in the morning or afternoon to make my dials, to follow up with different follow-ups or appointments that I have, because that keeps me in the game, that keeps me fresh, that keeps me focused. And I'm not taking away from anything from my kids, my wife, anything like that. I'm just picking the downtimes that nothing's going on during, say, a vacation, that I'm going to kind of use that time to keep my pipeline full, to keep those appointments that I've already committed to, and also keep those follow-ups going. So when I either get home from the vacation, or while I'm on vacation, because I've closed, you know, 3 to 4, you know, 1,000 plus on a vacation of AP, and really not taking but a couple hours out of my time. So it's, I guess, you know, as far as a daily basis, I just make sure, you know, I have different things that pop up with different businesses, whether it be like a conference call or you know, having to attend with something with employees or something like that. And Rich said it very, I mean, you said it perfect. This business, just like working out, just like a diet, very easy to put down. You could just, hey, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll make my dials tomorrow. Don't do that. You need to make your dials today. It's easy to say. It's Friday. Hey, it's Friday. I'll let my leads stack up. I'll really get after it Monday. You'll never do it. You have to. Today's Friday. Let's end the week strong. Get after it. Let's make a lot of dials today. Let's see what we can do today. Instead of, hey, you know, it's Friday, we're going to have a good time this weekend, you know, I could just, it's real easy to put down the Monday, but I make myself, just like I'm on the way home now, I'm making myself dial. I got appointments all day today. I have, you know, obviously plenty of leads to make and plenty of leads to call. But I can easily say, hey, talk to my wife. Let's go to the golf course. Let's go play golf today, which I can do. But if I did that today, I would make sure, if we had a tee time this afternoon, I'd make sure I put in all my dial time this morning. If I had a tee time this morning, I'd do the same thing. I'd flip it. I'd make sure it's this afternoon. So I always try to make sure that whatever I'm doing that day, that week, that every day consistently I'm making dials and I'm making this a priority. And obviously, you know, as I'm putting more time into this, because the more time you put into it, the better it gets, and the faster it grows. So hopefully that answered.
No, that's perfect. And you're exactly right. It's about, part of what I do in my brain, and Dave does the same thing. Like I look at dialing as everything is a delayed reaction. It helps me mentally to think, I'm going to put in my dials now to have a better Monday. And I'm going to put in a few dials on Saturday. That's why we call it Success Saturday, because most people aren't willing to put dials in on Saturday. But you put a few dials in on Saturday, not just for the results you get Saturday, but to prepare you for Monday. And it very much is exactly what you said. When I go on vacation, we went to Disney World in December, and I put in 2 hours, grabbed, and did a big sale. Part of that was because the pipeline's always full. So you're right. You can, you know, it's just, it doesn't take much, but it just keeps you, you know, just very much like working out. It's the same concept. But you've done it very well, so I want to clarify that, because a lot of people don't understand what part-time looks like, and you're consistent, you know, in the way you've worked it. Now, talk to this, John. You really only sell telemarketing. Now, again, everybody here is a free agent. You can do anything you want to do. We just tell you what we do. David, myself, John, we don't – one thing we do is we don't like to complicate things, because we want to keep it simple, so that we can just focus on execution. So we use telemarketing callback leads, the exact same leads everybody has access to, nothing different, nothing special, pay the same price, everything. But maybe comment on that, John, like just, you know, why you like the leads, like how do you move on if you have leads that, you know, aren't good, like just how do you control that mindset so you just focus on, you know, ABD and drive for 35. But maybe just comment a little bit on that, if you would.
Well, it's funny you say that, because it's, you know, obviously I've done it to you before, Rich. I'm like, man, these leads just, I mean, they're saying that they didn't, you know, they didn't ask for information. They're not looking. They got, you know, they don't know what I'm talking about. They hang up on me. And And really, that's just obviously part of going through what we've gone through. But the whole thing is you're just looking for 4 to 5 to 6, maybe up to 8 out of a batch of leads. So my whole thing is yes, you're gonna go through and you're gonna go through bad batches of leads. You're gonna go through great batches of leads. The thing is the numbers will always work out, always. So the numbers won't work out if you buy one batch of leads and that's it. That's not going to work. So your numbers will not work out that way. But if you're consistent on your lead purchasing and consistent on obviously the business, that will work. But hopefully I think I kind of lost what you were asking.
Yeah, I mean, you just – the drive for 35, the idea of that is if you – on a 75 lead order, if you drive for 35 quotes and hopefully you close 5, 6, 7, 8, like you said, who cares what the rest of them are? But maybe
that, and
also,
that's the thing is a lot of people get hung – well, and I caught myself doing this in the early on starting a long time ago is I got caught up in the ones that – said they didn't ask and said they hung up on me, that said that, you know, I got plenty of coverage, that kind of thing. And you can't get hung up. You have to focus on the ones that want it, that need the quote, that want the coverage. Everything else, let it go. You know, you got to let it go.
And I'm going to make a statement because John did, you know, like all agents, we all go through it. John became a top producer when he let that go because then he started focusing on what he could control, which was selling and wearing the agent hat. And then he learned that. And then in the comment to this, too, about the fact that your return on investment, your ROI, is so much better with more time. Like how much easier is this business now that you've done it for so long because you have such a client base, you got old leads calling you? Like, maybe talk to that again, because I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah, it's always been, I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard it before, but the longer you do this, the easier it gets and the more money you make. Hands down, that's just, it is what it is. For instance, one of the ones I closed this week, I had a client, older client, call me and wanted me to write him another $10,000 policy. I mean, just called me. So you have those that come back. And then also, obviously, you have your back-end money, you have your renewal money, all that starts stacking up. And then over time, you know, you're making, you know, a couple thousand dollars a week, and you're not really even putting much effort in it. So it kind of gets to where, but at the beginning, I don't want to take any away. I'm in the trenches every day, just like I was from the beginning, because I want to continue to grow. I want to, you know, continue to grow my income and grow my business. So, but at the beginning, if you're wanting to get to you know, $100,000 a year, you have to know that you have to grind every day. You have to be on the phone every day, and you, like Rich said, you have to strive for the 35 quotes out of that batch of leads of 75, and you have to grind it every week that you're going to do it, and you're going to hit your 35 quotes, whether you hit 35 quotes twice in a week or once in a week, depending on where you're at, but at least stay consistent on hitting those quotes weekly, because if you do, it's going to work out, and you're going to hit your numbers.
Absolutely. Hey, that's just life. Last night I was looking at the rock saying, man, I wish like that. I wish I looked like that as I was eating my Pop-Tart. Unfortunately, you can't eat the Pop-Tart and look like the rock, you know, so it just is part of life. But anyway, you got to put in the dials 100%. Hey, and last thing, John, have you ever had people cancel their policies on you since you've been doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had plenty of people cancel policies on me. That's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it. But the great thing about it is, you know, that's just going to be built into your numbers. But the canceled policies, a lot of times you'll find out that either lapsed and the client didn't realize it, or they canceled and you know, say for instance, they thought they were getting a better deal somewhere else, or they were talked into something. There's always a way to recapture that client. And I've done that numerous of times. And they realize that once you take the time, you know, I have a client now I'm working with that was sold a New York Life, and they didn't understand it. And they didn't actually went with New York Life before they went with me, but I took the time and walked through everything with them, and was able to actually get them $5,000 more coverage and for a little bit more money, but it was more coverage, and they understood the value of going with the carrier that I was going with, because I took the time and I explained to them that, hey, this is a locked-in rate. It's not going to increase every 5 years. You're not going to have to worry about any of that you would with the carrier that you're currently with. So yes, not to go in a whole spill about that, but yes, you're going to have cancellations.
And we've got a system, and you've the longer term you are with this, you learn how to keep that system going. Dave and I love them now, because we realized we took what was a negative and reframed as a positive and say, oh, look, a great hot lead that we can resell to. So it's all about learning and how to, you know, getting a system for yourself. And we need to wrap the call up, but I wanted to, and by the way, guys, I know there's several things about building trust and things. John's not a heavily scripted kind of guy. He just takes action, stays consistent, keeps it simple. And I think it's good for people to hear that, your style as well. There's a lot we could go in there. I want to kind of wrap with this. How do you handle your going in with chargebacks, or just how do you kind of keep your emotions in check, or any tips along those lines of not getting too frustrated when things aren't, when you're hitting a slump, anything like along those lines you want to share? And I'll let you just kind of wrap the call with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to have chargebacks. You're going to have different things that fall off the books, and you know, Rich, you kind of, you know, because I hit slumps and in the beginning, obviously with chargebacks, because I wasn't writing as much business, and Rich's whole saying to me was write enough business to where you don't even notice them, and to be honest with you, you can get wrapped up in anything in the negative, and you can let that take over, but just know that that's not going to get you to where you need to be. So though the chargebacks are going to happen, you know, different things will pop up, but that's life. You know, that's going to happen no matter if you're with us, no matter if you're with whatever company, it doesn't matter. That's going to happen. But My thing I would tell people is write more business. Write more business to where you don't notice it. Because I will tell you right now that the chargebacks that happen, the different things that fall off, I don't even notice. I don't notice at all, because I write enough business. And like Rich said, I keep it simple. Everybody tries to write business with so many carriers. They're trying to be with this carrier. Oh, this carrier's better. I keep it simple. I'm not going to tell you I work with Liberty Bankers, I work with Mutual of Omaha, and I work with AIG. That's my three. Now I'm contracted with others, and I've written business with other carriers, but those are my three that I stick with, because I'm more confident with I'm the most confident with those three carriers, and also they have the best rates in my eyes. So Rich is totally right. Stay consistent, write more business. And that's what Rich told me. And I didn't want to hear that at the beginning because I was like, he's got to tell me something else that'll help me get this chargeback taken care of. But if you want to take care of a chargeback, write more business, and you'll never have to worry about it. So hopefully that helps everybody.
That's so good. David says, that's my ignition sale, and I think that's so true, man. If you're frustrated, all you go do is go close a deal, because when you write a deal, it gives you so much energy. And like David said, if you're going through that slump, you just need that ignition sale, and takes you right over the top. So, hey, thanks, John. I appreciate you sharing, man. I know we need to wrap the call. David, I'm going to let you close it out, my friend, and fire it up. And, David, take it away to wrap the call.
I'll close with just a brief statement, man. John, just absolute dynamite and gold as always, and same with you, Rich. You know, if you're listening in the call, there was so much great information, and we touch on this all the time. Just focus on one thing, especially if you're new and you're learning this business. Take one thing today and implement it. There's a lot to learn, but you don't need to learn it all right away. You know, keeping it simple, there's a real genius to that. You know, make things as simple as possible. Now, don't confuse simple with easy. They're very, very different. Being consistent is a very simple concept. Executing consistency is not always easy for people. So if I started over, well, if I had to give one piece of advice, especially for newer agents, focus on simplicity and consistency. And what I mean by that is, if you have a goal, which everyone should, I strongly encourage a goal, is focus on staying consistent in the process. Drive for the 35. Don't worry about anything else other than the 35 quotes. Order your leads and drive for 35. Make at least one dial a day, even on Success Saturday. Everybody has 30 seconds. And you would be amazed by the progress that will give you. You know, we're big advocates of one more rep, one more dial, and I'll dive into that more later, but it's when you're shutting it down, make one more call. When you wake up Saturday and you got to take your kid to Little League, block out 15 minutes before you leave to make one dial, which John is amazing at. If you don't have time to close the app, confirm and close the appointment and let them know, I got to go coach my son's Little League game, or whatever life is preventing you from speaking to that person. You make it real. Everybody knows you're working from home right now. It's COVID. Everybody understands that, and it makes it more real. You know, I used to get upset when my little boy would run into my office, or my baby would run into my office and cry and scream while I was on the phone. But I was just looking at things through the wrong lens. A, I'm grateful to be able to work from home. I'm grateful to be able to work during a time where most people are not. We are able to prosper and help people when most people are limited and restricted from providing. So I'm just grateful for that. But two, you know, my wife said, you know what? Why don't you just look at it as an advantage? When your kid comes in, acknowledge it. Let them know, sorry, I'm working from home right now. It's a pandemic, and my little boy wanted to see me. And I then embraced those little moments because they're special to me, but it also made me more trustworthy for whatever reason on the phone. So really, you know, block out excuses. We all fall victim to it, me probably more so than most, allowing negative things to affect us. Instead, focus on what you're able to control, and that is the process. You know, go buy, you know, the book, The Magic of Thinking Big. If you're not a reader, read. That book will change perspective, and it's very good for this business because it talks about positivity, and there is no substitute for positivity because it allows you momentum and the ability to execute. Every challenge, every obstacle will allow you the ability to either become stronger or weaker, not the same. Every objection, every jerk on the phone, every moment you have the ability to get a little bit better or a little bit worse. You will not stay the same. So make a choice, and then if you follow through with your commitment, whether it's 300 dials a day, whether it's 10 dials a day, make a commitment, stay consistent. And if you keep the commitment to yourself, just watch and see the confidence that's created through that. So I encourage you, focus on one thing that was said today. Write it down and implement it immediately. Not something I plan to do tomorrow or Monday. When you hit dial, know what you're taking from this call to implement. So I'll close with that. Let's get out there. Have a great day. John, thanks for your knowledge as always, and let's get out there and crush it.